Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there. What's happening, everybody?
Hello.
To Among the Realms. It's raining out again for the 17th day in a row. It's downpouring. Everything's getting flooded in Hamburg, New Jersey.
Coming to you live.
Yeah. We were at Trinity Metaphysical watching the flood happen right before our eyes. Joining me today, on my left, hello, Dana.
Good evening, everybody.
Next to Dana.
Good evening, Perry here.
Across from Perry, we have the one and only.
Good evening, Charlie.
Charlie's back.
In person.
Live in person. Next to Charlie is the lovely.
Hello from Jackie.
And this is Rodney.
Mr. Cool Rodney.
No, stop.
Rodney.
Today, we are bringing you our one and only Q&A. Metaphysical and paranormal question and answer are once a month Q&A. It's been a while. It feels like since we've done one of these. This is when our listeners email us and come in with the questions. And
we have a lot of questions.
We answer them. We do.
Have you seen the posts?
Huh?
Have you seen the posts?
Yeah.
A lot of questions.
We actually couldn't even take them all because.
Well, some of them we might have to leave out to get to the real post.
Yeah. That one particular question got a lot of likes.
Did
a lot
it?
Of comments.
Yeah, well.
I wonder which one that is.
I think that was Perry.
It is really coming down. Jesus.
Look at it.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. And this is not the only place it's happening.
You know, this
this
really
actually.
That's our first question.
Yeah, it's the perfect question.
Yeah. Those are dedicated fans.
How many fans we have outside watching this?
No, the.
The first question has to do with this crazy, bizarre weather we are having.
Yep.
So we should just jump right into it, right?
Okay.
What do we got?
The question is there anything you can share about the weird weather events we've been having lately from Ted in New Jersey?
Mm.
We were just talking about it, and
there's a lot of things that I follow on YouTube, and a lot of my recommended videos comes from somebody who actually goes around and looks for the weird weather that's happening, not only in the U.S., but all over the world. And it's not just happening here. There's just these massive, like right now, there's these massive floods that are happening. I mean, just 15 minutes ago, the sun was out. 20 minutes ago, the sun was out. It was peaking now. It wasn't sunny all day, but it was peaking out. Now it's a torrential downpour. It's been doing this all week long. Mm-hmm. And there's these strange cloud formations that are happening. Mm-hmm. Just last week, not even. When was it? On Monday, was it? I was coming back from the Newark area. I was on 206, and I'm looking at these clouds, and they're lower than I've ever seen before. I don't normally see clouds as low as I did on the highway there.
Make you feel like there's going to be a tornado or
something,
right?
There was too many funnels forming. They didn't touch the ground. I was on 78 going westbound, coming back here to town. And I'm looking to my left, and there's one funnel it's swirling pretty intensely. It didn't hit the ground, but it was forming, and then the second one behind it was forming, and I was like, no way.
Yeah.
No freaking way. And then, you know, eventually it just kind of went away. But, you know, it was a close one. And I've never seen a tornado like that in person before.
Yeah.
You said that there was one recently here.
The same thing, like, going over towards Newton. And if you remember, a few storms ago, one touched down right at the Home Depot there.
Yep.
2 weeks ago, I was leaving here, and it was still daylight, and I was heading back north. And I kept looking at the sky, and I thought, do I really want to drive that way?
Yeah.
Do I really? It was purple black and boiling. The clouds were boiling. I said, it felt like I was going to drive right into the apocalypse.
That's so crazy.
And it's like, I hadn't seen anything like that. You know, you see it on TV when they're doing these extraordinary things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, here's some interesting, I got a couple of interesting tidbits on that. It said it's just the beginning of the heat wave. It could bring the summer's hottest temperatures to Southern California and Arizona. The temperature hit 120 degrees in Palm Springs.
Yeah,
that's,
you know, and
Phoenix
may smash its record of 114.
Well, you know, at 123, planes can't take off anymore because the air is not thick enough.
Above 118.
They said 123.
Well,
I'm sorry, you're right. 123 was. I'll remember.
Okay.
But you're right, 118.
He said some commercial planes are not certified certified to fly if the temperature tops 118 degrees.
Yeah, I was actually looking at something like that that happened in Phoenix. In Phoenix, it's usually pretty hot. But there was 116 the other day. And the people were talking about how their cars are barely running. You know, animals are obviously gotta be careful with their animals. They're sitting out there and they're freaking sitting out, they're out there for 5 minutes going to the bathroom and they're keeling over. They're starting to get dehydrated. Crops are starting to die. They're not growing. Over, you know, that's not just happening here in the U.S. either. Over in London, they're having a huge heat wave. The average temperature in London is 72 degrees, and they're having a consistent 90 and plus. And I actually looked
in London, 90?
In London,
90?
England is, yes, 90. London, England, and 90. Yeah. Really?
In Alaska?
Alaska?
I mean, you're talking way up.
Yeah.
90.
That's above the Arctic Circle.
Oh,
I've spent a lot of time in England. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I actually.
If it got to 70, it was a heat wave.
Yeah.
I actually saw. June and July and August is supposed to be the same too. Apparently, they're predicting. They showed this comparison satellite image of England in May versus this month, only 2 months later. And you ever seen if you look at the May satellite image, it looks green and healthy and looks like it's, you know, normal, but if you look at the satellite image right now, it looks like you ever drive by in a house and see the burnt grass on the front lawn? It's like a brownish yellow.
Mm.
That's exactly what the entire country of England looks like. I mean, there's parts of up north where it's a little bit green, but the before, it looks like it was scorched.
I wonder what Ireland looks like.
Ireland's very similar, too. Those are the
it's
two countries.
Scorched?
It looks similar. It's not as bad, but those are the two countries they mainly focus on.
They're selling a lot of hay.
Yeah.
You know what's odd? They said it was the coldest April in 21 years. But this has been the hottest May since they started keeping records ever.
It's crazy. Japan has the world record of their part of the country of 106 degrees. It's never hit that temperature before ever on record. Russia has the North Russia. They're at the point above the Arctic Circle where there's a 24-hour period of sunlight, just like North Alaska too. It's always 24 hours a day. 2 a.m. it's bright and sunny.
Right.
They just. A couple of weeks ago, no, a couple of days ago, I'm sorry, there was this massive blackout, and not from electricity. There was this massive black cloud that went over this part of Russia, and all the electricity had to be booted up because it was black as the night, they said. And there's pictures of people in that part of Russia with their headlights on when they're driving, their outside lights, the street lights had to come on.
Wait a minute, was Putin and Trump doing something there?
They were doing something there. They're having a little reunion.
Wow.
Yeah, some kind of black. It almost looks like, you ever seen those pictures of Mars when it has those sandstorms and like it's all that thick reddish.
Yeah.
It was like that, but it was a little bit darker.
Wow.
And they had to. That's never happened this time of year. You know,
was it a sandstorm, a dirt storm?
No, they're not 100%. There was no sand. There was no storm. There was no rain. There was no sand. But it was just this giant thick layer of something that was
so
between them.
It can't all be global warming and solar
flares.
No,
I don't think
best,
so. Not all of this.
Their
but
best options are that it's global warming, but
I think that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
But like this is such drastic changes in a short period of time.
Yeah.
You know, like global warming over time, like temperatures raise over and over again.
Well, I think once it starts going, it moves faster and faster.
I mean, we were just in the point where a couple months ago, we were freezing our asses off with snow in April.
Well, because we had those four blizzards in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right
through spring.
And then before that, last fall, we had those four hurricanes in a row that destroyed South America.
Right. And then it got up to like 80 degrees in December or something.
Mm-hmm. I have a totally different theory.
What's that?
Everybody's everybody's saying global warming, blah, blah, blah.
It's not just that,
well,
though.
You know what? How many years has it been that we've been actually launching rockets from Cape Canaveral? How many years? Do you know the tonnage that it pushes against the Earth to go up?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Since the 1960s, they've been doing this, okay? Since the late 60s, just before we got somebody on the moon, these huge, massive rockets have been pushing the Earth. And I'm telling you, I'm saying it's a little off kilter. It's not the way it used to be. And this is what's forming a lot of the storms that you've never seen before.
Oh, because it's shifting the Earth off its
axis. That's an interesting theory.
And you know what? Nobody else is saying this, but I'm telling you, when you've got that much thrust pushing against the Earth, Something's got to happen. Yeah. It's got to give, and it's been for decades.
Yeah,
it's
and
not
it, we're not
now.
Obviously we're not
it's
out
been
of fix.
Decades.
Yeah, yeah. If you think about it, now that you say that, I'm thinking about how many rockets Elon Musk is out there launching every other week.
Every other week.
Literally, there was a point where in the beginning of this year he was launching one a week.
Yep.
It was. Yeah. It's actually. Yeah.
And it's not just us.
No, it's every country in the
world. India, China, you name it. They're all.
Yeah.
You know,
but they're all,
right?
they're all sending up satellites.
North Korea.
They're sending
North Korea, all those missile tests and everything.
Yeah, think about it.
Well, they're sending up satellites.
Yeah.
And those are all got payloads on big rockets.
I'm telling you, there's somebody's gonna we're all gonna end up paying for it, whether it's global warming, whether it's gonna be the axis of the Earth being unstable. It's gonna
I mean, they think that Florida's gonna be cut in two. And
well, I heard that most of Florida is going to be
underwater.
Underwater,
yeah.
I
mean, right now, with the top point of Florida is like, was it 32 feet or something?
Miami,
40 feet?
Miami already has fish, you know, in Main Street.
That's
you know, it's
right.
It's like, you know, just a little bit of water and they got fish, you know.
Yeah, it's like Venice. Venice floods all the time.
So that's
now.
Why all those properties are so cheap, you know.
Oh, so cheap.
You know,
yeah,
and, I watch Home and Garden TV where people say, you know, beachfront living.
This right here on the phone, a weather advisory, flash flood, flood advisory just came. This is the second
Sussex
one.
County.
There was one yesterday too for specifically Hamburg, and I'm sure the storm is moving. It's going to hit everyone else.
I took our car for inspection today, and as I'm sitting in line, there was only like one or two cars in front of me. The radio is one of these. And right away, they're talking about flooding, and it sounded like they mentioned every county.
Every
in
county,
New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're talking major flooding tonight.
2 inches an hour.
Tonight, it's supposed to be insane.
That's unbelievable. You know, it's good for our garden.
You heard about Hershey Park, right?
No.
No.
The downs flooding.
Really?
Really?
It looks like a river.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Hershey Park's
I didn't hear
like
about
the past
that.
2 days.
Oh, my God.
I'd be out there.
That's not far from us. A couple hours, maybe?
No.
Exactly. But you know what? The further you went west, the heavier the rain was. Now it's starting to move a little east.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's our turn. So
wow.
Should be fun.
Well, I live up at the top. I live on the, you know, I'm not the highest house in my area, but.
But you're high.
But I'm high up, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
You know.
I figure if I'm in trouble, then everybody else is.
Yeah, but then the lower parts, the roads get flooded and you can't get home.
Yeah, but your car's high enough, right? It's not going to get up there.
I've got a puddle. You know what I got?
Yeah.
That little tiny thing.
But so you can pick it up and put it on your deck.
Yeah, I could do that.
All right. Let's move on to the next question now.
Oh, wait, we answered that one?
Are we done with this?
Yeah.
I thought we were just talking about it. But what is actually the answer?
Researchers also think warming seas could
contribute
to more severe weather.
Absolutely.
But those are already those are just side effects of all these other things. The seas don't warm up.
The sea level rises when it gets hotter.
Yeah.
El Nino
El Nino.
The flow changes, the currents change, and that, you know, it changes which is moving up, you know, normally it pulls the cold water up or down. I forget how that works.
On the West Coast, it goes. Oh, it comes down. It comes down because
on the
East Coast it goes north.
Yes,
so
in the Arctic,
coast,
I mean in the Atlantic,
water
it's going up, which keeps supposedly keeps those countries cooler.
Well, that's fun.
Mm.
But
lots of fun.
We'll see what happens.
But England is 90 degrees.
Yeah, they deserve it.
They're having heat stroke over there.
Yeah, but you know what? They serve beer at room temperature, so let them suffer for a little while. They don't know why we put it in ice. You know?
All right, we'll be all right over there.
Weather, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
sip a tea there, you know, everybody in England, enjoy yourselves.
Well, so, you know, you have crumpets and tea with clotted cream.
Hot tea.
With clotted cream.
Hot tea. I understand if you drink hot tea, it makes you feel cooler.
It does.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
How come when I drink hot tea or I eat soup, I sweat like a pig?
I do.
Right?
I sweat my ass off.
Right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because that cools you up.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, because you get so hot that a little bit of air that you feel like there's
getting
air.
Yeah, okay. Next question.
You want to go for the next one?
Yeah.
What
do you got?
What is it?
I'm a massage therapist and recently had a falling out with a client who I also considered a friend.
Ooh.
I'm having a difficult time with letting go of the situation since this person is constantly speaking ill of me to others.
Mm-hmm.
I'd appreciate any advice you can offer from Jesse in New York.
Mm. Speaking of the devil.
I have a great saying for you to say. And it's, I'm not going to tear you down. If you're bad-mouthing me, you're already down.
Yeah.
So basically, and it is
what's
hard.
What's that mean?
It's hard to rise above from that stuff. You know, it's easy for people to say, you know, just, you know, don't give it any energy. But it's not that easy to do. We're human.
It's
we hurt.
It's
especially
hard when it's somebody that you thought was a friend.
Was a friend, absolutely. And especially in this case, if it's bothering you enough that you are asking us for some guidance, the one thing I can tell you is you definitely don't want to lower your energy. Every time you, like, it really upsets you and it's really starting to consume you, you're actually giving it that energy, and that person is actually owning a little, you know, some of your energy, and you don't want that person to do that. So, and you need to trust that it's going, either that person was meant to be or moved out of your life for a reason. Things will get better, but you also have to trust that the universe has, you know, they take care of it.
But what, okay, so yeah. What about if this person, by their continued bad mouthing, is hurting your business?
Oh, well, listen, we've
yeah,
some
yeah.
Of us have been there.
No, I
been
know.
There.
So,
then you call Vito.
Well, you know, it's so like, how do you stay on the right side and still deal with that without
by not doing that to them? You know, basically, the right people are going to get in front of you. So if somebody wants to believe something that somebody's saying, and, you know, maybe they already know that person is like that anyway, or they choose to, you know, trust what a person's saying without them having even used you as a massage therapist, then there isn't anything you can do about that. You don't want that person to be your client anyway, you know, so you don't want somebody who's going to entertain somebody speaking ill of you. Because the one thing I learned is if there's somebody talking badly about somebody else to others, whether it's to people, you know, they don't know, people they do know, then usually that's the person who's causing a lot of the conflict. So if you're doing your thing and you're going about your business being, you know, taking care of your other clients and doing what you have to do to run your business, and that person is busy just talking about you, they're the one that has the issue.
It's a weak-minded,
you know,
person,
I mean?
Too. Really,
yeah.
Weak-minded.
Well, no,
you have something to say, you have something wrong, or something's not going in your favor. What's wrong with trying to settle it? You know,
is there any way to
what's
this,
going on?
Yeah.
Can we fix
can
this?
Can you go talk to this
can
person?
We, no.
Yeah.
No,
it's
this
not
person
worth
would
it.
Rather leave and go do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Then,
you know,
okay.
There isn't. By
have
that,
a good time doing that.
I think all you're doing then is you're still
you're engaging
in it. You know, if they're already talking about you, I know for myself, the dynamic will never be the same. You could never have somebody doing all of that or betraying her the way they are when she thought they were her friend, and then her trying to go back and just like try to you can try to talk
what,
it out. But
what I meant,
you can't
what I meant by
people.
That was the person that was had the problem in the first place should have been the one to say, "This is what's going on. This is what I either
oh, yeah,
heard
before,
from
instead
somebody."
Instead of talking about them,
yeah,
like they're
did you hear
high schoolers?
Did you hear what they said?
I know.
Because I heard that this.
Oh snap!
OMG!
Grow up.
Yeah,
but hey,
unfortunately,
listen,
people
is, and, you know,
people get a lot of. They feed off this energy by being the center of attention when they say, oh, did you
yeah,
hear?
It's also an attention
and,
thing.
And it's
yeah.
an attention-grabbing thing. And they also, for some
drama.
Reason,
they feel off the drama.
They feel wronged. Mm-hmm. And even
it's
though
the ego, though, and that is another question
yeah,
that somebody had
yeah,
asked about.
Ego.
So,
and even though you didn't do anything
there.
Wrong to them, maybe you did, but you just didn't know it.
Yeah, maybe it took them the wrong way. Maybe they assumed something that wasn't
true.
Yeah,
she didn't. I know that she didn't go into too much detail. She just said had a falling out. But even if you don't agree on something or somebody did something that, you know, maybe she did. Maybe she did something that, you know, that person who's talking wasn't
really
happy with
yeah.
or felt like she was wrong. But it doesn't make... That feeling of being wrong doesn't make it right for the
right.
person to be doing what she's doing. So,
no, but...
And I wouldn't. I wouldn't if I were you. I wouldn't. I would just keep doing your business, keep building your business.
And speaking well of
and
her.
Keeping
no, yeah.
Yes, and keeping the people who are close. You know, when things happen like that to me, I do. I send them. I send as many people from above that can go to them so that those people can have a better time on their journey and have more help making their choices and decisions and
that's all you
know,
can really do.
All you can do. And,
because,
you know, sometimes in some cases, like Dana said earlier, you know, we don't have all the details of this one. So in some cases, if you feel like there's something you need to, you know, say to that person or send to that person, maybe one-on-one contact isn't good, but an email or something where you feel like you need to, you know, put it out on in paper what you need to say. That's different, you know. I'm not talking about attacking and stuff, but saying your piece, because that might be the closure you need if you feel like you don't have closure. But, you know,
the second you start taking your energy and you start directing it towards that issue alone, you're taking the energy away from your own progression and your own evolution. And you're trying to build, you know, this, you know, I'm sure she's trying to build up her business.
I think that's what
build up her clients and stuff like that. You know, once you're taking your mind away from your own work to entertain that BS.
I think what Dana mentioned earlier, though, is something she's probably trying to figure out what to do, because she has a business. So what does she do to not harm her business? And I think
it
was that, then if you feel like it's getting to a point where it's affecting your client, you know, bringing in new business, then I would, you could do something in paper. You could do something legally. Because there is slander. You can do something on that. She's actually saying they're bad mouthing her. You would have to, if you choose to go that route, you'd have to make sure you have all the, you know, we're not legal. We're not like a lawyer to give you legal advice, but you know, there are some things out there that businesses can do to protect themselves if you feel it's affecting that much. If it's more energetically that you're just having a hard time letting go of what's going on, that's more of a control thing. That's us. Like we're frustrated because we don't have control of the situation or what the person's doing. And you know, there's anything we can do except keep being who we are and doing what we're doing. As long as we're doing the right thing. I'm not saying if we're not doing the right thing is different.
The best solution is if at all possible is to talk to the person, if you can still talk to them, and just, you know, to say, okay, you know, we can agree to disagree or we can go our different ways, but I just want you to know, you know.
I'm assuming if that person's already bad-mouthing her like that, that ship's probably sailed.
It's probably gone.
Yeah. If she's saying that they're speaking ill about her, because the way she wrote it was constantly speaking ill of me to others, it doesn't matter what she's saying, what she's going to say to her, because sometimes people just get to a point where they're not going to listen. They
the
put
person
the
might
wall.
Have a little bit of issues in their head, too, it sounds
yeah,
like. Because,
and your
you
friends
know,
will know
who
you are.
Who does something that drastic? You just, like... All of a sudden, one day you're there getting your massage, you're doing whatever. Next thing you know, you're like, I hate this person. I that. Like, what happened? Did you hit your head or something?
What advice would you give?
You know what? Doing the right thing all the time is usually very hard. Okay? It's very hard to do the right thing all the time. But if you continually do the right thing, the right results are bound to happen.
Yeah.
The universe always takes
the
care
universe,
of it.
You say it all the time.
And
Jackie,
it always does.
And it does. And if people don't realize it that, okay, this woman's bad mouthing her. If she can't talk to her, let it go.
Let it go.
And you know what? When it comes back, the woman that's bad-mouthing her looks terrible to everybody else.
Absolutely.
She's the one that looks terrible.
She doesn't even realize that she's he or she, whoever it is, it feels like that this person is just feeding their own little ego.
Exactly. They're feeding their own little ego. And you said most of us, most of the people that are listening, the reason they're listening is because they're at a higher level. They're at a higher vibration.
Yeah.
Guess what? If you're at that higher vibration, you're listening to a show like this, you know that you're looking for answers, whatever it is. The idea here is that you can take that step up. You can take that step up.
That
you
person
don't,
can't.
That person can't.
At least not right now.
Well, they need a lot of work. They need more massages, right? I'm just saying that if you continually do the right thing, the right results have to happen. So she needs to just keep doing what she's doing.
Yep.
Don't look for revenge. Don't look for any of that.
No,
because
you don't
want
to do that. No.
It doesn't work.
Don't even try to just. I know. I guess it sounds like her friends are telling her when this happens.
Yeah.
But all
yeah.
she can do is say, "Listen, I feel really bad for her. I'm sorry. You
I'm
know,
sorry
that's
she
it.
Feels that way.
That's
you know?
It. That's it. Yeah.
That's all. I don't know.
And wish her well. And then pretty soon they'll stop telling you and the energy will go out of
it will because if that person doesn't want to change, they're going to find somewhere else
and
somebody else to do it to.
And, you know, I always tell people, go with your intuition. If you feel it's getting to a level where it's not that is really damaging, then, you know, go to the next step and ask somebody, get some guidance from somebody more on
Exactly. And the fact that you would listen to somebody else, if that's what happened, or the fact that you just like maybe created this scenario in your head for some reason, or the fact that you know, it shows how much of a friend you really are that mm-hmm. you wouldn't go back and say, "Hey, I heard this, or I heard that, or I'm feeling like this. Is this true?" Because I can't see you being that kind of person that would do this. But you know, some people just have their, you know, everyone has their weak moments, and you know, you got to try to stop and recognize it before you say and do something stupid, because one day you're gonna realize, "Oh man, mm-hmm. you know,
I
was being
dumb."
No, they
can't take it back. You know, it's like we said, it's.
You know, do you really want? Do you want to live that way?
Right,
do you want to have that kind of like bad blood with people? Do you really want to walk around with that knowing that there's an issue with somebody or somebody else, or you know, it's.
I don't think that matters to people like that. You know.
Yeah.
Like Charlie said, I think they're
everything
is too
is,
low
they're
and they're
pain.
Not
to a person
yeah.
like
they're
that.
Pain,
everything
yeah.
is wrong. Everything is not going in their favor. You know, it just seems like I met a lot of people like that. You know, they're everywhere.
Sorry.
You know, nothing's ever good enough. You can win the lottery and you can complain that you didn't win enough. You know, there's always something. You can always find something. They look.
You
could
get. You could get a.
Doesn't make any sense.
You know, you could get a letter from FedEx and say,
yeah. Yeah, right?
"Think you're gonna get $1 million?"
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
You never know.
Yeah, okay. So I hope we can help a little bit.
What was
hopefully
your name?
Jesse.
Some
that's
Jesse.
Why I said Jesse will be all right.
Jesse, yeah, just stick in there. You'll do good. Don't worry about it.
Time will pass, yeah. And it'll pass, and you'll replace it with you know, more positive people will come through your life.
Try not to blame yourself either, because I'm sure you didn't do anything
wrong.
Yeah,
for everyone that leaves like that,
they replace it
with three.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll see, and from all of us who know, from our own personal experiences, the universe is awesome because they will always put the great stuff in front of you.
What kind of massages did you do?
Instead of massage therapy.
I'm just asking. You know,
could have been a he who didn't get.
I don't know. Just curious.
You said you would do.
How much does she charge you? Where is she?
She's in New York.
Oh, we're getting it narrow. Isn't it?
All
right. So,
question three.
Número tres.
Could you share information about a report of the government UFO experiment involving California high school students in the 1980s from Brandon in Ohio?
That was really interesting because I think I found where he found that question.
Where?
It's on the MUFON.
MUFON, right?
The MUFON website.
It's not true, is it?
Well, no. MUFON was asking for any information, and it just came out relating to this exact question. If anybody was part of that experiment, could they contact them and let them know if it, in fact, it really happened?
Is it because of the way all the Valley Girls talk?
No.
They were taken up to space and then they came back down and all of a sudden they were like,
they say they were picking out a boy and a girl from high schools across, you know, each school they get a boy and a girl. And
only in California?
Well, during this
Berkeley. It's in Berkeley.
Around Berkeley, yeah. So I don't know how many people they had. But they can't even prove that the experiment happened. They said it sounds like somebody writing a script for for a movie or something.
Movie,
yeah.
The one that was on MUFON, but it was also on UFO MG, which is UFO World News, and
mm-hmm.
they were talking about how they were doing it like they do with some of the other ones, where they do they try to test the psychic powers
right.
to see how these kids were going to deal with it, but that then they wanted to see how they were going to react to looking at some type of creature in a cage, and it was a gray.
Yeah.
So the one report I found was actually one of the kids who had talked about it, and they were trying to find some of the others
right.
that could validate that actual story, because they had one person who had been one of those kids. That
and
was
when did
about.
This happen?
It happened in 1981. So that person's not a kid anymore.
You know,
no.
They talked about remote viewing, telekinesis and remote viewing. And the remote viewing was interesting, the test they did. They said they were supposed to see what was placed in front of a person in another room. And they said the only way that they could accurately see it was by looking through a hole in the ceiling. So it's like...
on them?
Yeah. So
they could only see it.
So
that's
if you, as
see.
A remote viewer, you would have to take yourself up and look down.
Oh, as the remote.
I think that's what they meant.
I think what they were saying is they tried to see what was going on in front of that person in the room, but all they could see was a black hole. Like, they couldn't see anything in particular. They could only see a hole in the ceiling.
So they, you know, they get, that's what they reported, that it would, that they weren't able to remote view.
Well, I think that's what they were trying to have them do.
They were trying to have the children remote view?
Yeah,
certain
I have
entities?
The article here.
Because I've read and heard from different sources that there's certain types of ETs
so
that can block
your
remote viewing.
What it actually says is, in the remote viewing sessions, they were supposed to see what was placed in front of a person in another room, although my source could only accurately view a hole in the ceiling.
Hmm.
Meaning
they can only see a hole in the ceiling.
Yeah.
They couldn't see what was in front of the person.
Okay.
So, like, that person that he's talking about is supposed to be the one who was actually part of this experiment, but that's why they're looking for other people, because you need more than one person.
That's
to,
the only one that's been come forward on this. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure if it's like any other government experiment or ET experiment, they threaten you, so you don't talk.
Well, some people might not want to say they were part of that, though. They're saying it wasn't just that school. There were other, you know. There are other areas and other schools involved, too. So,
You know, as a subtext for that, it was like I sort of found this Edward Mitchell. Edward Mitchell, I think, is kind of an amazing astronaut, because he's the one that then came forward with – he died recently about all the UFO things that he had seen.
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
And he was saying that aliens had tried to save America from nuclear war when we were shooting off missiles in White Sands. Saw a lot of they saw missiles being shot down by alien ships in the White Sands project. And
I didn't know that.
So he says they were the UFOs, he said, were spotted hovering over the first nuclear weapons test in July 16th, 1945.
Not for very long.
Mm-hmm.
In the White
they
Sands.
They weren't hovering over it very long.
Yeah. Well, you know, because those things went off, but... they, you know, he said, obviously, they are more highly advanced than we are, and if they were hostile, we would be gone already, you know? You know, it's
Why would they let us if they know, you know, they know how bad it is?
Well, they were
trying to stop
stop nuclear war.
Okay, and they didn't.
Who set off the first nuclear bombs?
We did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that we were the ones they were trying to stop.
Nice job than what they did, though.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all I'm saying. I mean, because
maybe there's a reason why the alien interfered with someone.
They're way, way past us as far as development goes.
Right.
And I mean, they can't stop a bomb from going off like that destroyed.
Sometimes.
We don't know how many things that have gone off that they've intercepted.
Sometimes you can only stop people from doing things for so long.
Two.
Only two?
No, two that actually hit the target, and then we stopped.
Oh, no. I mean, other times.
Where?
Well, I don't know. We don't know if other missiles have been intercepted.
Oh.
Or captured and taken up for research.
What were the name of the islands that they did, the Bikini Islands, where they did all the testing? They must have thought we really hated the Bikini Island people.
Oh, yeah.
Bikini Bottom, like SpongeBob.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can't wait to hear the real story when it finally comes out.
It ain't coming out in our lifetimes.
It better.
Nah.
I'll be pissed.
Nah, it ain't coming out.
No,
who
knows? No. Rodney knows.
I don't know.
What, UFOs in our lifetime?
Yeah.
I'm just putting on the record now. I don't know.
No, I listen to a lot of Stephen Greer. He's like,
nah.
Yeah.
When they come from the other planets, we'll know the truth.
Yeah, that's the only time you'll know the truth, because the government's not going to tell you.
Did you tell them about it was just on Fox News.
What's that?
4 days ago. Fox News did a segment on the fact that, they basically started it off about we thought that, you know, we hear about these alien encounters, we hear about these UFO sightings, and we're portrayed to know it as, like, you know, BS, or it's just a movie, it's not real. But they were talking about hundreds of pilots that are on record talking about how they see ET, see UFOs all the time.
They interviewed one of the higher officials.
From the UK.
He was being interviewed on there.
Well,
he was like, this has been a real government interest for forever.
Like this.
Yeah. He talks about it because over there, they're a little more open about this kind of stuff. Yeah. They're not sheltered as much as we are. Yeah. They're talking about...
And it said China and Russia were now also jumping in on recognizing and talking about UFO activity and psychic powers.
Yeah.
You saw on Fox News a few days ago.
Yeah. This stuff is happening so much with the internet nowadays. Everyone has a YouTube channel. Everyone has a cell phone. It's everywhere. So they're not going to have a choice but to start talking
about it. But start talking about
it.
You can't hide it forever.
Look at it.
We might have to leave soon.
This flood is no joke. We might actually lose power.
No.
Yeah. There's people out there in boats.
Maybe they could come in with some donuts or something. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well,
interesting.
Who knows? With the psychic powers.
The next one?
Oh, do we have to go to the next
one?
Yeah, we're running.
We got plenty of time.
Okay.
So let's talk about the ego.
Oh, the ego.
You know what's cool about this question? So this person asked, I overheard someone say ego, E-G-O, ego, is also referred to as edging God out. What does that mean? Grace in Florida.
That's pretty much it.
And Wayne Dyer has always said that ego is edging God out.
Absolutely.
Because when your ego is big, low as you can get. And there was another cool way somebody worded it, and it was that ego is the fake news. It's never right. It's always wrong.
I like that.
So it's an erroneous broadcast. So whenever our ego is the thing that's in the way, and this could go with like that question for that woman with the massage therapist, whenever the ego is the thing that's in the way, that person whose ego is really high there, they're never getting the correct information. They're not doing the right thing. You know, it's when they're blocked. They're actually doing everything that's wrong. Like Wayne Dyer is saying, is like you can't do anything out of ego because it's never going to be right. You know, but when you're in a state of ego, you're never wrong.
Right.
So there's the key.
Somebody like
that. I'm never wrong. The sky is not blue.
Yeah.
Not that, today.
Now it's right now.
It's black.
Yeah.
The earth is flat.
Freaking
warm. Yeah. A lot of things are flat. Okay. Anyway.
It's when you're letting your human side or your more lower side take over.
The block of intuition, right?
You can't get any of the... Yeah, well, you're not getting any of the spiritual, of the connection of the rising above, like we talk about. And, you know, our ego is when we need to prove something.
Yeah,
or we have to be just, or we have to be right. Yeah, we either have to prove it, like, no, this is how I want it. That's how it's going to be.
No discussion.
Isn't it interesting how one state of mind can change how you think and how you talk? Because if you're in a good place, you'll be the person to be like, yeah, well, I understand. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. But when you're all of a sudden you get emotional for some reason, all of a sudden, like, nope. It changes you
emotion
like you're a different person.
Emotion is one of the key things to that, because when you're in a really good – when you're not in a state of ego, you're calm. You're not, you know, you're not engaging in that stuff. You're just doing what we told that other woman, which is we're just being.
How strong are you?
We're just going along on our path. We're not doing what Wayne Dyer always talked about, which is, causing dissension or being in the middle of drama or being in the middle of
when you're not in that financial problem.
I'm not talking about like when you have to be in it.
Yeah.
Because you have no choice.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you really find out a lot about yourself when you're not in that situation. It's easy to talk about what you can do, what you can't do, what I should do. Well, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that. But when you're in that moment, you do everything but what you're supposed to do.
Well, ego closes you off to possibilities because you lock yourself into a box. You lock yourself into an absolute position with no room to maneuver. When you say that, I'm right about this. All of a sudden, you've closed all the doors around you, and you can't hear anything. So if you keep that from happening.
It's almost like you go back to the little kid.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a little kid and you don't get what you want, you cross your arms and you put your head down and you throw a tantrum or whatever. You know, it's easy to get back to that state of mind if you're that constantly working on yourself.
And if you keep on edging God out.
Isn't ego one of the vanities? They say, like, you know, that movie, the one I love. Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And he goes, ego, you gotta love it.
Yeah.
Because
it's like a drug.
He sits there and he says, "If you have an ego, I've got you." Because this is where you want to be.
Yeah.
It's all about you.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you're like, "Oh, I'm here on my arm, standing up, just thinking about Al Pacino saying, is it Al Pacino?
Everything becomes about you.
Everything's about you.
Yeah.
And then everybody else can be damned.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sits there and he says to Keanu Reeves, he sits there and goes, how many cases have you won? And he goes, it's not important. He goes, no, how many cases have you won? He goes, all of them. He goes, the ego. You know?
Yeah.
Why do you think you won them all? Who do you think was helping you the whole
time?
That's where
selfishness
comes
from.
Yeah. Well,
that's the part we were just saying, when
the ego is involved, it becomes all about for people, when it's a personal thing, it's how you were wronged, how that happened to you. It doesn't matter whether it's they lost a job or whether something happened with a friend or whatever.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's all about the fact that it happened to them.
You know what's interesting?
It happened to anybody else, you know? And in that moment, our ego, when it rules, like, this person, it was great when they said that. It's never true. You know, when you're thinking in a state of ego and you're reacting in a state of ego, if you really know you, because mostly what happens is people don't know they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know they're in a state of ego because they're so...
They're in it.
Yeah,
that's
and because
it.
They have to...
Just like you said, all the doors closed. You're in there.
Yeah.
That's all about me.
Is that like cartoon?
Well, it's the woe is me state.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's about me.
Usually those people, you know, like Wayne Dyer pointed out, usually those people have, it's always something going on with them.
No matter what.
You know, there's always some kind of thing happening to them that was somebody else's fault. He says, you know, those are the people where they need, those are the ones that need the most energy sent to them because they're in such a low state of in life.
They're circling
that they
the
have
drain.
To, yeah.
Just about to go down.
Like, yeah.
They're going down.
You ever seen that interpretation of people like in a movie and a cartoon when they have the angel and the devil?
Yep.
The devil isn't the devil isn't the devil. The devil is you.
Yep.
The devil is your ego.
Yep.
That's you. You're fighting with yourself.
Yeah, I know.
That's exactly what it is. There's no
circling the drain.
That's what we should have told Jesse.
Yeah.
Let the person keep talking. They're just talking. They're arguing with themselves.
That's true. They're just talking to a mirror. That's interesting.
That is. You're right though about the good and the bad, because you sit there, and I don't know. I look mostly at. I think everybody has good within them.
Yeah.
You know, you recognize what the right thing is. You recognize what the good thing is to do. You recognize, maybe not.
Jesus.
Wow.
I guess whoever's here doesn't think so.
Yeah, they're here.
Whoever's around us doesn't believe that. But what was that?
Huh?
No, I'm just sitting.
There was no lightning.
Somebody communicating.
Yeah, somebody's telling me to shut the hell up. What do you know?
Well, they're the problem.
Well, I truly believe that everybody knows right from wrong.
Yeah.
I truly believe that. And when you choose to do the wrong thing, a lot of times it's not for the benefit of the person that you're trying to help. A lot of times it's for your own benefit or, you know, maybe it's the wrong thing to do. But if you're doing the right thing, you know, if you take it away from you and put it towards the other person. I mean, I've got friends of mine. My heart really goes out to them. Got this one friend of mine, his name's Rich, and his wife has MS, and she's not doing well. She's just doing really badly. And he puts out there all the time, oh, we had to go to the emergency room. She was incoherent. She was this. The police came and emergency'd her to wherever.
Wow.
And, you know, he's like maybe in his 40s. He's got two girls ready to go to college. And I'm sitting there and going, oh, man. He doesn't have time to think about himself. He is so out there for the family. Whereas somebody else, you know, when you think about how petty you have to be to think about yourself constantly, the bad, you know, mm-hmm. on the bad shoulder guy, there's something wrong with people. Mm-hmm. And my question to you, here's a question. You've got somebody that's so far down their circle in the drain. How do you help them up? How would you help them up? The guy that's a good guy, you don't have to do anything. But the one that's really going down, you know, going down fast, and just
times.
Angry with everybody. How do you?
Are they trying to? Are they trying to get back up, or are they waiting for you to go get them?
They would love it, I think, if you could pull them out of there. But they're so entrenched.
Sometimes
in there.
They don't want to go.
No, I think
really.
I think what it is. They do. There's a reason.
Does
those
lead
people...
to suicide? Are those the ones that lead to suicide?
Well,
or what?
There's
you know.
A reason that those people come across our path, you know, and sometimes it is so that they could see, like, maybe the reason they're put in front of somebody who's maybe more more aware of the ego, that they're supposed to take that guidance or take that help or take that nurturing and you know, kind of see their ways and maybe get them be able to, you know, not be like that. But sometimes they just can't do it. Sometimes, I say this to people even from, like, doing this work, sometimes everybody's on their own journey. Mm-hmm. Everybody's pacing or moving at a different pace, and not everybody can do it at the time when somebody's put in front of them, or maybe when they're your friend. Even though they're your friend, maybe at the time that you're trying to help them, they're not able to do it at that time. They're just
not
in the time in their life to do it. And so you just keep doing your thing, and then that person, if they don't do it, they don't. You know, and that's the hard part sometimes is the walking away and letting go and saying, you got to live you got to make your own choices, you know. And
what I think sometimes is I think it's possible that there's been people that have been put in front of me that they know aren't going to evolve. But they're put in front of me to see how I'm going to react because I have a chance to evolve.
And how far you
evolve. I have a chance to prove how far I've evolved, exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe they know they're a lost cause right now. 10 lives, maybe they'll get where you are. Maybe it's just for me.
We see that a lot.
Maybe I just need to understand what it means to just let them do the thing and stop trying to help everybody.
And that you didn't engage with them. The fact that if we can realize, wait a minute. I was able to move on. I did let go. Do you know how much of a growth that is for if anybody's listening that has had a situation like that where somebody's ego is in the way and they were able to overcome that and say, you know what, I'm good. Not because your ego got, but then you were able to say, you know what, you're not meant to be part of my life and I can move on and you did it okay and you're fine and you're great and you should be very proud of yourself that you're not in that state, that you were able to do that even though that happened.
Yeah.
And sometimes you meet people, they could be friends, they could be family, who circle. They cycle through the same mistakes over and over and over again.
Good point. Yes.
And they recognize the mistakes, they raise themselves up, but they don't get off the curve. And they stick right back down.
Yeah, then they say, okay, I'm not going to do this again. I realize it.
And over and over again.
Do you know why that happens, though? And this is something people don't realize. A lot of people have come in and said, you know, every time I go through the same thing with this person. It's always the same person I'm going through it with. And then they'll say, you know, every time I get to this point with them, the same thing happens. And I think it's a sign from God. It's always the same time 1 year later or 5 months later or 6 years later, and I'm like, you know what, what they're doing is they're looking at it wrong. They're thinking that person is the problem, and that every time this comes about at that same another time, right, that they're going through this again. And it's not. We get tested through our entire life, and we constantly get put into the same situation to see how we're going to handle it and how we're going to deal with it. So what they're doing wrong is they're blaming the other person.
Yeah.
Instead of saying,
oh, you're just
okay,
like her.
Okay, the universe put me back here again. How am I going to handle it this time?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's for them to see that that person was the good thing, that person wasn't the problem, and that the way they're acting is the problem. And they're given every time they give them another chance to get it right. Get it right.
And it's going
to
keep happening.
Right. And then they're not getting it right. So then they're going to end up having, this is how karma is determined. It's how our future and our past is determined.
But the person who keeps cycling around into the bad zones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're friends with them. And each time they come around and they whack you. It's like a whack-a-doodle.
Well, that one is different. If you're the one getting whacked. Like, literally, I mean...
Pull me
like
once,
because
pull me twice.
Yeah, because then you just have to... You learn to
it
pull
depends
away from
if it. It depends if it's somebody that comes in, kind of swoops in, does the damages and leave, as opposed to somebody who goes through something with somebody, they think they work through it, and they go through it again, then the same kind of thing comes up. It's because the universe didn't feel like that person that it keeps happening to, they don't feel like they got it. They didn't do the right thing. And normally what happens is they'll be filtered out of the other person's life because they didn't get it. In your case, if you feel somebody comes in your life and they always, like, they slam you or they're mean to you, some people really do. They get treated like dirt. That's different. The reason it keeps coming back to you, Sometimes it's because they want you to see how you're going
to
handle it.
To draw
how
that line.
How long are you going to take it this time? When are you going to cut them off?
Well, when are you going to draw that line?
Well, you know, it's you know, I pretty much, knock on the table here, it is like old enough to have gone through several cycles myself and seen friends go through cycles. And I've picked new friends. I've picked new friends, you know. And if those old friends need me, I'm there for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I sort of gotten out of the way of the wackadoodle going around, you know. Mm-hmm. Except I'm there if they need me.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I've learned, the best way I've learned how to handle it. So it's like, but I don't let it cause me so much pain anymore.
Yeah.
And because there's nothing I can do for them.
No, it's
except be there
people.
if they really need you, you know. And then
sometimes
and some people
sometimes
are
it's
only
not their
around.
Fault. Sometimes they don't realize it.
Sometimes they are only around because they need you, and it is because they need you. And
it's because they have nobody else in their life like you.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference between needing somebody and using them. So
yeah.
Like,
that's for you to determine. That's for you to recognize.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll have somebody come around, they use you for what they need,
and then they're gone.
And then they talk you away, or they'll find something wrong with you to get mad at, and then they go on their merry way, and they'll do it
just
again.
Like that person
and then
who
it's
only
like, okay,
calls
how many
you when
times
they
you
need
do
something.
Yeah. Oh, we have that. We do that here. We always joke about this. That where eventually we get told like nope, that's it.
Yeah.
You get three strikes, you're out.
Time to go.
Yeah. I mean
three strikes.
Eagles
sometimes I
thing.
Feel like three is too many.
Oh, I know. You're tough.
Me? I don't care. No. Especially
Rodney's
to some
like
somebody I'm very loyal to and they just no. And then you don't even have the balls to talk about it or say something, admit you're wrong, whatever. Whatever. Is what it is.
Oh,
don't bother me.
Well, that's different for those people. That is an ego thing too.
It's all ego.
I don't. People who
everybody has an ego. Of course, everybody has their bad times. Excuse you.
The people who run and disappear. That is ego. If you have a friend or anything that happened at work or something where somebody just disappeared out of.
I don't know what that one is.
Out of they just disappear out of your life and they don't give you any information, all that, like Rodney said, that.